Three quick things on Monday morning. First, I mentioned this before, I've done it several times, and this is an actual quote of it. Don't test Jesus, right? I've said that several times, and here it is. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. We don't want to test God or Jesus. Second, they're looking for a sign. And obviously we're not talking about a sign like the light signs or the stop light, stop sign. We're looking at a spiritual sign. And I remember going through that for many years in college while I was thinking, you know, what is the sign of God? And sometimes we look at signs in our lives, you know, are we called to be married, for instance, or who am I called to be? You know, we're called to be holy, again, we're called to be either a priest or sister or married or being single for a while. And what is that sign? Well, sometimes God does give us a sign in our heart or in the world where it's like, okay, that makes sense. Sometimes it's the spiritual world with our angel, a guardian angel, or others, or other people that they tell us something. The thing that I like in the third place is St. James today. Please read St. James. If you have the time, it's just four chapters, very quick, but he's very wise and a lot of interesting readings. But he was talking today about, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials. So I remember, I think about myself, that it was a trial for like 6 years, 4 years in college, 2 years in the seminary, where I wasn't sure I was called to be a priest. And I don't know, in your own personal lives, your own trials. You know, my health, for instance, can be a trial for me that it was. Or a trial of going to a different place. Or having a different change. I know in Niagara Falls, in other small towns, well, you make a change in anything, it's like, holy cow, that's a trial for some people. So today, just think in your own mind about what signs you might be looking for in your life and bring it to the Lord and ask Him. And then second, you know, don't test the Lord, but ask. And then third, whenever we face trials, bring that also to the Lord and see and wait with patience to see what the Lord is asking you to do.